Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Good Day program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. It's got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. All right, now, we have people who share with us not only social media stuff. We were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is fair game. Happy to have you if you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson, Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, LaVaughn, Robinson, was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn, Robinson, is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes me think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it, mm-hmm. Right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She was in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's all. That's it. Passing along. See what people think, how they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There's so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action, doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy on the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have, is we get it every day. Mm-hmm. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed? That is all in. Does the person lead by example? Persevering. Playing the long game. I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I've, I look at that list, and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves. And either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
Yeah, worst critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes is a countermand from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with in mind. It's more of an object lesson than doing this.
Or go a different direction. I always got a kick out of it when working for past jobs, where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron. And it's
They want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you, and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick. And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you like what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people have you? I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time, the four years I was there. And I really only I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so.
And that statement of leading by example. And the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing? Because people are watching everywhere, around every corner. People are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure. Ooh, ooh, ooh. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I don't know whether I should get into that conversation, Jay, or not. I asked Jay.
Why not?
If her father was funny. I know your father. I think I know him pretty well. And I consider him a friend, and I think he considers me a friend. Other than our business relationship, I think we're just friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I always am curious with children what they think of their fathers. I got into this discussion with my grandson, Miles, over the weekend. We were talking about various things that he thinks are funny.
Mm-hmm.
And at eight, they're all about fart jokes. Their kids just think it's hilarious.
Because it is. 8-year-olds are right.
So, anyway, his mother, of course, I'm the instigator, and she looks, Megan has this look on her face, and she has, ever since she was a child, she has this ability, the same expression on her face now that she had when she was Miles' age. So, I get them all stirred up, because that's what you're supposed to do. Grandparents are supposed to stir up the grandchildren, right? And then leave. So, I'm really pretty good at that. And and Brendan was an unindicted co-conspirator in this. Actually, I think he started it. We were all over at Brendan's house for dinner on Saturday night, and for whatever the reason, we got around because Miles' cousin, my other grandson Jasper, young, depending on what they eat, babies have gas. And so Miles thinks that's hilarious. Apparently they have contests for gas fart jokes in his class. And so he brings that to the surface after Brendan does his thing. And so we just got, and we started laughing, and we couldn't stop. We just laughed and laughed and laughed about nothing. What is the, you know, so what's so funny about passing gas? Why is that funny?
That's a good question. We need to do a deep dive in psychology. Why is it funny?
I don't know. Maybe because it's like prohibited. I can hear women, older women now, they're horrified that I'm talking about this on the radio.
They've already changed it.
Here it is, folks. Like it or not, Donald Trump farts. That's, you know, if we're going to use him as a standard, I guarantee you that Melania...
Look at you. A conversation that has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump becomes...
You're bringing him into it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, the power this man yields.
That's right. Yes. I assure you that pretty much everybody that's involved in this, whether it's Alvin Bragg, I bet he's got, you know, all right, so this is becoming silly. at any rate.
I am legitimately crying right now.
Okay, good for you. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, there they are, the dogs in the backyard complaining there aren't enough cats to chase. This is a perfect time to introduce you to Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. You can find all about The Pet Show at petshow.com. He is an expert when it comes to P-mail. If you would like to get to Warren, his P-mail address is Warren Eckstein, Eckstein, at pmail.com.
I'd love to know where that's going to go.
I'm thinking that myself. Okay, let's see where that goes. All right, so would you like to explain the reference to P-mail, my friend?
Yeah, you know, we, as human beings, when we want information, we read it with our eyes. When dogs want information, they use their nose.
Sniffers.
So I got asked the other day, specifically, why when I take my dog out for a walk, specifically in areas where so many other dogs pee, why does my dog want to really spend a lot of time there smelling? Mm-hmm. That's what I call P-mail. All the information that dog needs is in that location. He can tell the sexes of the other dogs, the food. So I call it P-mail. It's a nicer way to put it. So the next time your dog's smelling around there, ask him if he downloaded his P-mail.
Maybe we could do could get Daisy a P-mail address. DaisyMay@pmail.com.
I think
Warren.
No, that's okay. Warren at pmail.com. gets enough P-mail on his already.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right. So let's talk about what it takes to make a dog comfortable. That is the routine. I know every morning Daisy comes into my studio and she's ready to have a pee, speaking of pees, and we go outside, she has a pee, and she sniffs around, comes back in, waits for her breakfast, get her breakfast, then go out for a walk and a poop, and pretty much every day, and then she comes with me, she's in my truck with me pretty much all day long when I'm out and about. That's a routine that she seems very comfortable.
Yeah, but so many of your listeners and my listeners, Doug, are the type of people, and God bless them, that go out there and adopt their dogs and adopt their cats. But when it comes to dogs, many dogs that are adopted were subjected to unpredictability in their lives, and that really can cause a situation. But once you adopt a dog, I don't care what they've been through, and you establish a predictable routine, consistent cues, a lot of positive reinforcement, it's possible to provide a vulnerable dog with a safe and comfortable environment, and with that structure, any predictability in their daily life, they can really come a major, major change. So, you know, a lot of people get frustrated when they take a dog from a shelter, and sometimes it takes a dog, you know, 6 months to decompress. So I want you to understand that many of these dogs came with no routines whatsoever,
yeah.
And what we look at them, we may compare them with a dog we had when we were a kid. Don't do that. Give them the opportunity to decompress, and at the same time, establish a routine, be consistent, use positive reinforcement, and the most important thing you can do is when your dog is doing absolutely nothing, just walk by and say good boy or good girl.
You know, Daisy came from a puppy mill down in Arkansas and had been in a cage for 2.5 years, had 2 litters, never got out of the cage, couldn't walk when I got her, had no social skills because she was in the cage, she pooped and peed. And the fact that she's come around to be a healthy, strong member of the community is something I'm very, very thankful for.
Yeah, but people go and adopt a dog, and they think instant gratification. You know, so many of these dogs, like Daisy with the puppy mill, they've been abused. I was working with a dog last week that had 5 different homes before it was 1.5 years old. So every time the dog saw a car, it would panic because it associated the car with being moved to a different location and changing life.
Yeah.
So there are so many things that people need to understand. If you were to look at my emails or my Facebook page, like I do every morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock, by 5:15, I'm in tears because dogs are being returned where they don't have to be returned. You know my rule. Once it comes into the house and it pees and it kisses me, it's there for life. Just that simple.
Yep.
And I think people should understand it a lot, that don't just go out and do it. When you do it, make the commitment. They do come around. You know, your dog doesn't have to be Cujo. It can turn into Benji if you're careful.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen to this. This is the story of a Colorado man who was arrested. He blamed his dog for driving over the speed limit. He actually swapped seats with the dog as he got pulled over. The police watched him. He got out of the driver's seat and he put the dog in the driver's seat. And this guy was obviously looped when he got it. The police officer approached the vehicle and he saw this guy put the dog in the
How do you even dog a breath?
Oh, my God. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I'll get that. Yeah. All right, here's this. This hero cat saved her owner, who was having a heart attack. The cat pounded its paws on her chest to wake her up as she was going through a heart attack.
Doesn't shock me.
Isn't that amazing? This woman was only 42 years old as well. But you talk about shocking stuff. And the cat was meowing as well, very loudly. So that's what got the attention of other people in the house. So good for her. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Send your P-mail to warrenextein@pmail.com. Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together. So latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-30.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Biden administration can only enforce border security laws that are on the books. In an interview with CNN, Mayorkas emphasized Monday, the White House believes comprehensive immigration reform must come from Congress.
We have responded with a model approach that has proven to work, which is to build lawful pathways for individuals to arrive in a safe and orderly way and to deliver consequences for those who don't meet them.
The Biden administration's getting complaints from New York City Mayor Eric Adams now that many illegal immigrants are being housed in the Big Apple. Hurricane Lee continues stirring up dangerous rip currents and surf all along the Bahamas, Hispaniola, and the Turks and Caicos Islands and elsewhere. The Category 3 storm slowly spinning northward across the Atlantic. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say it's still too soon to tell how it could impact the continental U.S. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudiced. I think Jay Kirshner probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. I am interested in thinking about what's going on with people who are moving. I saw a stat the other day. Actually, it was based on the stats started, the investigation that led to this statistical research was started in Sioux City, Iowa, where we can be heard. The people interested, it was a demographic survey asking people who come into this supermarket, are they from the area originally? Did they move? Where'd they come from? What prompted them to come and live in this area? I thought it was really pretty interesting. They got a lot of stories from a lot of people about why we left where we were and why we came. Even some people who came to live in Sioux City who moved there from British Columbia in Canada. And, you know, people are looking for peace and quiet. And there are lots of folks who think that Iowa may be the best place in this country for peace and quiet. I don't know if it really is. Iowa's a great state. It's a great farm state. Whether it is or it isn't. But it's just interesting that that exercise took place. You know, just as we think about how to make things real, that's a way, you know, we all think about where we live, why we live here. I get teased all the time about having been in Framingham all my life, and I've lived in the same pretty much half a mile radius in four different homes. And my wife, God love her, used to say to people when she was trying to get me away from the influences that seemed to distract from my relationship with her, one of the things she said, well, why don't we move somewhere else? And I said, well, where else can I go and do the things that I'm doing here? And so she would say that my umbilical cord was too short to move out of Framingham. And there may be some truth to that.
But you still travel. You still go places. Oh, yeah. You still, yeah. And it's more, like, what's the thing? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I have a wonderful life, much to be thankful for. Pretty much everything in it is of value. The various things that I do, the most important value are those two grandchildren and my two children. And you put everything into perspective, and there really isn't. There, you know, the radio work is a very important part of my life and has been a part of my life constantly since I was 17. I've been around cows all my life, which is a very important thing for me. The fact that I'm involved in some things here business-wise that I'm finding very rewarding for the most part, except having to deal with some of the idiots on local boards. But other than that, think about the good. And then we can, you know, somebody just sent me a note, actually a picture, when I mentioned what was going on in Russia and all of the burials, all of the bodies that are coming back from Ukraine. This person sent me a picture of a sea of crosses, basically, that have to tell the true story of what's going on with the mercenaries that are being hired and sent over there, or just people that are being told, if you don't put on a uniform and go over to Ukraine, we're going to shoot you anyway. So it's either you get shot in Russia or you get shot in Ukraine and come back and be... But you can actually Google this. Just Google Sea of Crosses. And you'll see these crosses that go on, kind of like a military, you know, there's a cemetery, certainly we think of Arlington National Cemetery, but there's one in right off the 405 in Westwood, as you go up the 405 in Los Angeles County, where there are thousands of soldiers that have been buried there in a military cemetery. It's just, I've only walked through Arlington National Cemetery once. As a matter of fact, it was when Tony's father died. He had been a bombardier in World War II, and he was given the honor of being buried at Arlington National Cemetery because of his record. And this speaks to the waste that war is. Here's a man whose entire psychological makeup was changed by his experience in World War II. And how many other, we hear this all the time about men and women who are in the service that are going through post-traumatic stress. We've just come into that since the Vietnam era. Certainly the soldiers had it in any conflict, but World War II was the biggest one. So when I think of the words that he shared with my son, my son told me what he told him about his service in the war, and my wife, his daughter, never knew what his experiences were like. He'd been on 23 missions crossing the English Channel from an air base there where they were stationed in England to bomb Germany, and he was the bombardier. So he would decide when they got over the target when to drop the bombs. And in, I think it was 13 or 14 of the incidents, his plane was shot down. And in one incident, everybody in the plane was dead but him, and he grabbed the controls of the plane to get it across the English Channel to land in the grass as you get right over Dover. And then the same thing happened to him two or three other times. He was shot, Everybody in the plane was killed. The plane was on fire when it landed. You know, that kind of stuff. You don't think that is going to have an impact on your psyche? My God.
Yeah.
Think about it. Never mind all the people you killed by dropping those bombs. But then what your own experience is in that circumstance. So
the continued state of a trauma response his body must have been through the rest of his life.
Okay, let's get to some good news. 23-year-old woman just set the challenge record for the fastest solo rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. She departed from the Canary Islands on the 10th of December. Her name is Miriam Payne. She rowed 59 days, 16 hours and 36 minutes before she arrived in Antigua. The extraordinary feat accomplished to raise money for a charity that focuses on the well-being of women in their body and their mind. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Imagine what her back and her arms must look like after all that rowing.
That was, and I am pretty, I'm usually like, let's not comment on other people's bodies, but that was my first thought too, Doug. Like, how jacked her back muscles, her shoulder muscles.
Yep, yeah. She had a problem, as you would imagine, sleep deprivation. How do you sleep when you're in a rowboat crossing the Atlantic Ocean? Thank you. She had hallucinations. She was hungry, ran out of food. So anyway, she
had to battle strong winds, and she rowed to keep on pace to set the record for the female record. She had to row for 15 hours a day, every day.
Average temperature in the ocean, 86 degrees. Where she, I would bet that she went, if she went down in Antigua, she probably followed there's a current that runs from the North Sea north of England down into Florida and south of there, and now I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, the current she might have been in that probably helped her a little bit.
There was a moment where she was worried she wasn't going to set the record because she rowed for 18 hours one day and made it less than 10 miles.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem in and of itself. It was sponsored by the Talisker Whiskey Company. It was their Atlantic Challenge, described as the toughest endurance event on Earth. All food, water, and other necessities had to be brought with her. There was nobody. Now, was there somebody following her in a trail boat? Because sometimes that happens when you're doing this sort of thing. You go out and you are doing the work, but there's somebody close by that helps you in case you get into trouble. So that would make some sense, I think, right? In this circumstance, rowing 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day. Good God. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times... excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This is a woman who's now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 92975, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City, and she got married, and so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there, and I think these sorts of things are interesting. She started the note by saying, "Today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day." It's just a story. And so I identified with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts in Chicago goes to New Orleans every day, still does. The engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
It doesn't make you want to do that, like, yourself. We should all be doing that, hiding things in the walls in our home, or if you have a new build, put something inside inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. I just put.
Did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for I know why I did it. But it was it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life with my mother having the stuff going on with her that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense for whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that, you know, because we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic and wasn't much there. But it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were, but you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He loves to write and talk and... He's busy. Mind is busy.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
All right, here we are. It's 53 after the hour. It's time for us to focus on film and television. Chuck Curry is off today dealing with things in his business. So, here we are, Jay, you and me, left to our own devices. And we could probably talk about the weather here if we wanted to. Let's do it. You know, we need a good disaster movie. Not the Meg, but we need, remember the day
like
after tomorrow?
Twister. Oh, yeah, the day after tomorrow is a good
that?
One. That's a good one. What's the one with the rock and the volcanoes? Oh, no, wait.
That's San Andreas.
San Andreas. Yeah. Yes. What's the one, Tommy Lee Jones?
Oh, that was Anne Heche was in that. Yeah,
that's
the lava.
Good one.
Eats up Los Angeles.
It was called Volcano.
Volcano, it was. Yeah, that was a good movie.
That was great.
Yeah, we need some more disaster movies. After all, it makes life better for all of us. All right, Anna Kendrick is in the entertainment news today. She said she was heartbroken to miss the world premiere of her new movie that she directed, but she wouldn't. It's called Women of the Hour at the Toronto Film Festival, but she decided not to go in solidarity with the SAG after strike.
No, I don't think she actually could go. I think it's against the rules. Even promoted this. So, and it's her directorial debut. This is a huge feat.
Big
and
thing.
Something that I think a lot of actors who want to jump into directing, when they get that first shot, that's so big. And she misses out on being able to really celebrate that and be at this world premiere.
Yep. And, you know, there's something going around I heard a story earlier on about why it is that this strike is going on as long as it has, because there have been three strikes. One of them, the directors, one of them, the actors, and then the writers. But the directors solve their problem immediately because they know how it works, and they have good leadership. Apparently, and what's her face? Who's the president of SAG-AFTRA? What's that actress's name?
Oh, Fran.
Fran Drescher, yeah, right. She apparently is a loose sprocket someplace.
Well, she took a lot of heat when, I believe, was it when the strike first started happening, and she was on... It was deemed that she was on vacation, she was actually somewhere that was already planned. It was a work engagement, but she still posted photos that were like, when you travel, even for work, there's still some play. You work hard, you play hard.
Yeah.
And she just was seen in photos.
Well, but I'm not sure she's
relaxing.
But I don't know that she is intellectually stimulated enough to see all of the sides here.
Well, she's not going to keep the presidency. There, I can't remember the name of the person running against
somebody
her.
Knew.
I think that I do think that she's going to get pushed out, and somebody else will be elected.
But in the meantime, these people have been on strike for 110 days or more. They haven't got even some of them enough to eat. This should maybe the problem with her is that she's too fixed, and in any negotiation, you got to be flexible. Not that you want to give away the store to these guys that are trying to control, the AI thing, and that's one issue, and
but also the wages. Nobody is guaranteed to work, even if you're in SAG-AFTRA, you're not guaranteed to have a role in anything. But if you do, if you are a working actor, you should be making enough to make ends meet to
have your
health insurance.
Yeah, both my son and my daughter-in-law have certainly made careers in the business, but they've now both gone off into another direction. Sophie's mother is a very well-known producer of some really important television programs, and her father is a writer of some very successful movies. And she followed in the footsteps, but Brendan was also a writer, and they would have insurance when they were working. Like if Sophie was working as a producer on the set of the Reba show, for example, she was entitled to all the benefits. And Brendan, when he was writing... correcting scripts, bad scripts, for various shows and movies, he was entitled to insurance and benefits. But when they're not working, they got nothing. They've got a baby. And so they can't not have insurance. They weren't so concerned about themselves as they were about their baby. So they had to go down a different street. Sophie has become a designer and very successful at it. And Brendan's has finished his master's degree and is working in a school as a counselor. And they all have great benefits, and they're able to take care of their family. But is it as colorful as working in the business? No, but it's security, which is, in this day and age, not easy to get.
No, it's
not. And that's what they're fighting for, frankly.
Especially to be able to only work one job and get that, where so many people have to work multiple.
So I get what they're talking about. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, we have a lot of things to think about during the day today, so please do yourself a favor and think about if you have a chance, go to the Paramount Plus website, see the 60 Minutes coverage of this from last night. 60 Minutes last night did a very good job of looking back into the September 11th fiasco. 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.